this, when you and I finished talking, and I came over and I was like, yo, FIFO said Nicki Minaj will eat Jean Grey alive in a one-on-one battle. Yeah.
Today on Dead End Hip Hop, be straight from the D, bring you the latest on the Hip Hop Minute, and of course the infamous Dead End Hip Hop Conversation. Keep it locked. Hip Hop Minute.
What up, though? This B giving you the Hip Hop Minute. Make sure y'all check out that Vi-Kill Armor of God album is fire. Please check it out. Mike C-Town. Shout out to Mike C-Town, man, for recommending me listen to that album. Also, check out that John Connor Salvation. We're going to be reviewing that. That review coming up for that Thursday, so make sure y'all check out for that, man. That album is pretty dope. Also, man, shout out to Nameless Beats, man. Make sure you check out his new project, Strillers. That's out. And also, if you want to follow the crew, Mike C-Town, K-Benz, myself, make sure you follow us on Twitter. Hit us up on the Skype. We're going to have some Skype conversations. And also, if you want to send...
FIFO, dog?
Oh, yeah, my bad. FIFO.
Yeah,
I know, my bad.
FIFO, can you follow?
Yeah, FIFO. Make sure you follow FIFO, man. Sorry, FIFO. My bad, FIFO. You just love FIFO. But also, man, if you got a topic request, man, make sure you send it to the Dead End Hip Hop Gmail subject and topic request. Add us on Facebook, man. The Facebook community is growing. Thank you for chopping up with us. Also, Tech Nine, if you in the Atlanta area, July 27th, Tech Nine gonna be at the Loft next Wednesday, July 27th, Wednesday. So make sure y'all check out for that, man. If you in the Atlanta area, Dead End Hip Hop.
First time ever on Dead End Hip Hop. We've been hyping the Skype up for a minute. And now we're finally at that point where we are ready to branch out and bring the Dead End Hip Hop community into what we do on a week-to-week basis. And we are happy to have Ryan here making history, first guest ever on Dead End Hip Hop.
What's up?
Welcome home. And we were... You know, I was talking to FIFO this week, and you know, we were talking about Jean Grey and Nicki Minaj, and basically, straight up, who's better? Nicki Minaj versus Jean Grey, straight up, who's better?
This is the way I feel about that whole topic, and the reason why me and Ken was talking about it. To me, you can't like Jean Grey and not have at least respect for Nicki, or vice versa. They both sound similar. They both sound similar. Yeah, Nicki does her crazy shit, you know, her schizophrenia bit or whatever. But when you listen to the album, only really her singles sound like that. The meat, like the meat of her albums, if you take away the singles, does not sound like that. It's not that crazy, you know, I'm 3, 4, 5, 7 different people. It's Nicki and maybe somebody else. And Jean Grey does that on Cookies and Comas. You know what I'm saying? It's not that different, but she does change up her pitch and tone. You know what I'm saying? And they sound similar. They sound similar. If you took somebody that never heard of either one and played one song of one and one song of the other, they might think it's... They would think it's the same person.
She's a little annoying to me. Her voice, just the way she rap. I mean, even my mom don't even like her.
But I'm saying, all right, did you listen to the album,
she's
though?
She's fine, though.
That's the only thing I can. That's pretty much.
Yo, Ryan, did you listen to the album? To Nicki's album? Or are you just going off of singles?
I listen to the album. Mostly, like, every song sounds the same to me.
Thank you. You said it sounded the same?
Wow. So let me ask you this. Do you think Nicki Minaj can rap? I mean, how do you view her as an MC?
I think she can rap. I think she got flow and all that, but I don't think she's better than Jean Grey.
Right?
Yes, I feel the same way. I think Jean Grey, I think her substance is a whole lot better than Nicki Minaj. That's just in my opinion. And they don't sound nothing alike. V4, you got to listen to her back catalog. Listen, Jean Grey been putting out heat since 02. You got to listen to Jean Grey, man. Listen to Genius. Yeah, Bootlegs. Listen to that joint, man. I mean, Jean Grey is a beast. She's a beast MC. Not just a female MC. She's a beast MC, man.
So what do you think about Nicki Minaj then? I mean, do you think she can rap? What do you think of her as an MC? Minus all of the glamour and the glitz.
I think before the Young Money situation, I thought Nicki was cool. I thought she was okay. Yeah, she was cool like in 06, 07, you know, before she got glamored up with Lil Wayne and them.
Nicki is a rhymer. She can definitely put bars together. But to say that she, one, even sounds like Jean Grey, to me is crazy.
So you said that the voice is not similar?
No. Wow. No, not at all.
Hell no.
And to say that she is a spitter on the level of Jean Grey, that just means that you obviously weren't listening to her albums. I think you can't really make that kind of judgment call for someone like Jean Grey based off of one mixtape, because Jean Grey, like B said, has been putting out solid, hot material for years. And to me, there's a huge difference between someone like Jean Grey and someone like Nicki Minaj. Jean Grey, to me, is the epitome of a MC. Like B said, not a female MC, an MC. Why? Because when you think of Jean Grey, you don't think about titties and ass and all the other bullshit. You think about bars. When you think about Nicki Minaj, you think about a big fake ass. You think about all of the gimmicks and the all the extra shit. You don't think about all that.
But you, all right, you're saying when you think of Nicki, you think of ass.
Yes.
You, okay, so
it's got to do with limelight. It's got to do with the fact that Nicki Minaj, to me, I think that she knew that her music wasn't enough to carry her in the mainstream. She had to create a gimmick. She created this Barbie stupid shit, and she got a fake ass. And she does all this
stupid shit.
Jean Grey doesn't have to do that. Jean Grey just puts out material with her spitting, and that's what I appreciate. I don't like playing the female MC game. If you're an MC, I'm going to judge you against other MCs. I'm not going to play this game of you're good for a girl. And I think that's what people keep doing with Nicki Minaj, and that's not fair.
I like Nicki Minaj as an MC. I definitely think she can rhyme. I think we all agree that she can rhyme and that she can spit. I think, unfortunately, she got caught up in the Young Money thing where they wanted to turn it into the sex symbol. She rebelled against that a little bit when she put out her album. She wanted to take away that stuff. She even got to the point where she said, look, I don't even want to curse anymore, because she realized that she was affecting, you know, a lot of females and a lot of younger people. I can respect her for that. And she kind of pulled back, if you listen to the album compared to some of her other stuff, she kind of pulled back and changed her image a little bit. I brought this when you and I finished talking, and I came over and I was like, yo, people said Nicki Minaj will eat Jean Grey alive in a one-on-one battle.
The two best tracks that I heard from Nicki and from Jean Grey was on Jean Grey's latest joint, Cookies and Comas, where they were talking about there was 100 assassins. Yes. There was only 3 left, and they were the 3. To me, Royce killed that shit. Royce's verse was hot. Jean Grey was hot, too. Jean Grey was hot. I feel Nicki probably could have did it as good, if not better. And I'm basing that on, like, Monster, Nicki killed that. It can't nobody say otherwise. Monster, she was one of the best on that.
Go ahead.
I think her whole verse was better than her album.
Thank you.
I agree.
Was trying to say, or where he was trying to go, was he basically was like, okay, if she can go toe-to-toe with M, if she can go toe-to-toe with Jay, if she can go toe-to-toe with Kanye, why can't she go toe-to-toe or outshine Jean Grey?
Because Jean Grey could go toe-to-toe with Jay. Jean Grey could go toe-to-toe with Ye. Jean Grey could go toe-to-toe with M.
And probably...
Well, we have some
sense. So, yes. And in my opinion, I think that if Jean Grey was sent an email and said, hey, I need you to write a verse because you're going to be on a track with Kanye and Jay-Z.
I guarantee you.
Jean Grey's verse would have whooped everybody. I mean, not them, but it would have made you walk away being like, oh my fucking God, this chick is crazy. Like, when I put a Jean Grey album on, I don't think, here's a female MC. I think this is an MC. When I put Nicki Minaj's album on, the few times I had the unpleasure of listening to it, I was like, this sounds like a girl rapping.
Yeah, I'm like everybody else. Unfortunately, I do look at her as a female MC.
Because that's what she represents.
Because
but you
that's,
do that with Jean Grey.
Because no. Jean Grey don't represent that.
But that's the whole point. Think about this, right? When you take someone like Jean Grey and you don't think of her as a female MC, it's a lot harder for her. Because then you're now comparing her against all kinds of underground monsters. When you consider Nicki Minaj and you're only thinking of her as a female MC, who are you really comparing her against? Exactly.
She's better than
people can say she's better than anybody out because there's no competition in that lane. Like when you say someone like Nicki Minaj can eat Jean Grey alive, that to me is a ludicrous statement because Jean Grey has so many battle tracks where you walk away saying, oh my God, I would never fuck with this chick. Like, actually, it's not even, I would never fuck with this chick. I would never fuck with this MC. Nicki Minaj, how many battle tracks did she really actually have? Like, three? And they weren't even all that great. She battled Lil Kim. That big fucking deal. That's like picking on a midget. Like, that's not, like, that's not that big of a fucking deal.
I don't know, man. I know a lot of people may hate me, man. But I think she can, I don't think we're, well, let me clear this up. Oh, do we think she can compete?
Can she? I think it would be an interesting battle. I would definitely be interested in hearing it. Mm-hmm. I don't think she stands a chance. I think if she I don't know why you're surprised.
You know, Mr. History, you like going back and researching. You like to know where the fuck they went to elementary school at. All I like to do is I like to listen to an album. I like to listen to lyrics and break that down and compare it to other people. And when I break down Jean Grey, I never said Jean Grey is not dope. Can she hold her own? Yeah. Man, come on. She has Talib, Pharoah Monch. Okay, I was just being FIFO. But my main point to that is that Nicki, I can't see Jean Grey necessarily eating Nicki, and I can't see Nicki necessarily eating Jean Grey.
So basically what you're saying is if they were put up to the test like, yo, we want you two to battle, that she'll be able to hold her own against Jean Grey.
It would not surprise me whoever won.
It would be an interesting battle. But I think that there's no way anyone that has listened to Jean Grey's albums and then listened to whatever Nicki Minaj has, which unfortunately I have, listened to both, I don't think that people would sit here and say, oh yeah, Nicki Minaj would win a battle when it comes to like battle tracks. She might win a war of who could write the best single. And get on the radio, she might win that one.
Okay, and I agree because Nicki, you know how we said it, Wayne and Young Money.
She got a big back.
Exactly, she has a big back, and then you have to. Mm-hmm. All right, and I agree with her lane. Like, her lane, nobody's in Nicki's lane right now. You know what I'm saying? She's as commercial as you can be. If you want to be a commercial rapper, exactly.
I only have like 117 followers, and y'all can like just follow me on Twitter. RyanKG16.
Alright. this show gonna be put on, man, so they gonna follow you, man.
You got any shout outs?
You got any shout outs? You wanna say any shout outs?
Shout outs. What's the shout outs?
Oh, yeah. Shout out to Akia.
Oh, shit.
Well, we mean like that.
But shout out. We trying to help you out right now.
Just shout out to Bethany.
Bethany? Bethany fine as hell, ain't she, bro?
Liz, my cousins in Atlanta, Sequoia and Bianca, shout out to my whole fam, my friends, my mom, that's it.
Yo, so you don't appreciate us, man? You gonna say appreciate y'all or nothing like that, man?
Yeah, I appreciate y'all.
Yo, that ain't hip hop, can't get no shout out like that. Yeah, that ain't hip hop for having me on the show.
You're
the first guy, bro.
It was an honor to be on here.
How did you find out the show?
How did I find out the show?
Yeah.
I'm always on YouTube looking up like hip hop and album reviews, and that's how I found out.
So why you like the show, man?
Huh?
Why do you like the show?
Because it's more like you get to hear everybody's opinion. Hey, baby.
Who's your favorite?
On the show?
Yeah, Modest Media.
Yeah, probably.
What, Modest Media? The cameraman?
Oh, I thought I was just the one. No, Mike. Mike is funny.
I'm gonna get you some followers, big homie.